Even though.
Even though.
It was more than I could bear.
It was more than I could bear.
Saying goodbye to Christopher.
Saying goodbye to Christopher.
And I couldn't say everything I wanted. I would need years for that. I would have needed to turn back time. And have a lot more of him. Long ago. He was so much older.
He grew up.
Had a family. I was just the kid's sister. And he meant so much to me. But the truth is. He had a whole nother life. And I was only a small piece. But to me. He's a big piece. He is my biggest family. My closest family. In a certain way. In a way. That no one else can be. Not my parents. Not my friends. This unique relationship. I want to remember. That I haven't lost that. That there is no distance. There is no time. That can take away from me. How much I love Christopher. And what he feels for me. It's a horrible thing. War. People having to leave. It's a horrible, terrible thing. And it's really happening. To my family. And it's really. Frightening. And painful. I want to know peace anyway. Because the truth is. No matter how I feel. I can't change anything. And I'd like to get through these next 2 years. Feeling connected to my brother. In a positive way. Because he deserves that. He deserves to feel. No matter how far away he is. My love. And support. And appreciation. And connection to him. Without all this fear and stress. There's so much fear and stress. In this world. In war. In so many things. My brother and I. We deserve something better. We can't change the situation. I want to remember. That my relationship. The way I feel about Christopher. Who he is to me. Is so much more. Than this 2 years. It's so much more. Than my shock. And pain. And saying goodbye. It's so much more. Than the thought. Of not seeing his face. Hearing his voice. For a very long time. This is my brother. No one can change that. And the truth is. He could die tomorrow. Before he left. Terrible things could have happened. There isn't a guarantee. On any of us. And how many physical years were here. So wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be easier? This human body. Could remember. To live in the present moment. Right now. He's alive. And planning to come back. I want to be connected to that. I want to feel that so clearly. That I helped create it. I want to remember. That none of us are physically safe. Things can get us at any time. It's really true. Bad things happen. To good people all the time. And if I thought that always. And I worried always. I'd never get to enjoy. Anyone. So this fear. This incredible fear. Over something that's not going to happen. Or might happen. No longer serves me. If anything happens to my brother. There'll be plenty of time. For pain.
for pain
and heartache
and stress.
Today he's saved.
Today he's planning.
We're all planning
that he'll come home to his wife
and all of us.
I want to stay in that place.
I want to support my brother
as he dedicates these years
to keeping us all safe.
I didn't want him to go.
But I want to be proud of him.
He's doing what he chooses.
What he believes in.
I want to feel good about that.
Even if I don't understand it.
Because he deserves that from me.
And I love and respect him.
Even if I don't agree.
Even if I don't like it.
I want to give my brother.
All the energetic.
All the spiritual.
All the mental.
All the emotional.
Support I can.
My fear.
My pain.
It's not what he needs right now.
And it doesn't really serve me either. I want to be open to the possibility.
Of loving him.
And treating myself.
And all my emotions.
With compassion and kindness.
As I practice.
And learn success. In staying in the present moment.
Right now he's safe.
He's a blessing.
He's a huge part of my life.
Then nothing can undo.
I don't know what will happen.
I have no idea.
And I don't like it.
I want to feel safe anyway.
Because I love him so much.
I want that feeling.
To be what I'm connected to.
Not the spirit of the unknown.
Not this powerlessness.
Of not being able to change the situation. I want to trust my brother. I want to believe there's a divine plan. Even if it doesn't make sense to me. And I deeply and completely.
Want to know peace in this body.
Until we can all bring him home.
Safely.
And happily.
I'm doing the best I can.
And so is he.